Investigators warn Justin Trudeau has more than just his political career at stake. If he loses the upcoming election, the Canadian Prime Minister could be facing a long stretch behind bars. Facing a disturbing array of allegations regarding child abuse, Trudeau has tightened his grip on Canadian institutions, curbing press freedoms, outlawing citizens from sharing news on social media, and leaning on the judiciary to dodge accountability. But his iron grip is slipping. A political reckoning looms. And if he's unseated, Trudeau is set to face the full force of the law. Before we dive in, join the People's Voice Locals community if you haven't already, and sign up to become a member of the world's first ever cyber nation that truly believes in life, liberty, and the pursuit of your dreams. Visit joson.com and click the Join Us button today. It's completely free. Trudeau's government have a history of declaring peaceful protesters to be terrorists and sending those with dissenting opinions to re-education camps. Unfortunately for this left-wing dictator, his jurisdiction stops at the border. And we will not be cowed into covering up the damning evidence he's desperately trying to keep hidden from Canadian citizens.
About 5%, if they search CBC News, for example, they get a message like this.
Oh, really?
This is the Montreal Gazette.
They're hiding the news from us.
So it looks something like this.
I was seeing information before, but yeah. Now you cannot access the information.
If that happened to you, what would you feel?
I would be definitely upset. It's not free speech. It's not letting you see what the news wants to project. And then you also wouldn't get the news, and everybody else would be in the loop and you wouldn't be.
Why is Trudeau so desperate to control the narrative in Canada and stop people from enjoying the right to free speech and information? Those with keen memories will remember that Trudeau's entry to politics in 2008 was dogged by a sex scandal from his days as a teacher at Vancouver's elite West Point Grey Academy. Now we have uncovered bombshell evidence that reveals Trudeau's underage accuser was much younger than the mainstream media claimed at the time to protect the Liberal darling's political career. And now it's been revealed that he was a frequent visitor to what investigators are calling Canada's Epstein Island, an exclusive enclave linked to the horrific abuse and murder of underage victims. Is there a paedophile ring being covered up at the highest levels in Canadian politics? And is Justin Trudeau, a multi-generational globalist elite, intimately involved?
It was a pig farm that they sold 600 odd acres that got rezoned as residential from agricultural. The Pictons made millions on that. They retained another 6.5 acres, which had a huge barn, some outbuildings, and a butchery. And they were Linda Picton, David Picton, and Willie Picton's sister sat on the Privy Council of Canada, the Prime Minister's office. She was a very powerful person, and she had this pig farm registered as a charity, a federally regulated charity, Piggy Palace Good Time Society. And they would have raves and concerts with the profits so-called going to the children. And of course, they were murdering mostly young Indigenous prostitutes from Vancouver's east side. And it was basically Canada's Epstein Island. And Trudeau lived just over a mile away with a convicted pedophile, a man who was later convicted of pedophilia. And Trudeau ended up halfway through the school year. He was a part-time drama teacher. He ended up resigning to go on a world speaking tour. And he didn't. He took another job at less pay at a nearby public school so he could stay in the same neighborhood. And Trudeau, they found that he is paid $2.25 million before the last election to a woman for a non-disclosure agreement. And he was caught with her when she was in her early teens.
This is the one scandal in Canada that remains cloaked in silence. A scandal that exposes the lengths a man will go to for self-preservation. This isn't a new chapter in Trudeau's story. It's a dark tale from his college days in Vancouver, British Columbia. And speaking about it openly risks swift and total cancellation by the Canadian system that's bending over backwards to protect Trudeau.
I've spent over 2 decades in this field, uncovering crimes most people can't imagine, but nothing compares to what I've discovered recently. a high-level pedophile ring operating in the shadows, protected by money, power, and global institutions. At first, it seemed like baseless conspiracy talk, but as I dug deeper, the connections became undeniable. Private jets, offshore accounts, lavish parties, holidays paid for by shady donors, everything echoed Jeffrey Epstein's operation, except this network is even larger and there are more dead bodies. At its center is someone untouchable, Justin Trudeau, a world leader. A figure so powerful it's almost unthinkable, yet the evidence, scattered across jurisdictions and hiding in plain sight, is there if you know where to look. Victims silenced, witnesses gone, financial trails erased, news stories quashed. Each piece alone seems small, but together, they expose a chilling truth. Who do you tell when the system itself seems complicit? Doors slam shut, phones go dead, and you realize this is about more than exploitation. It's about control. Blackmail wielded at the highest levels to maintain power. I've seen the photos, read survivor testimonies, and witnessed the precision of this operation. It's not just depravity, it's leverage designed to silence and dominate. I know the risk of speaking out, but after seeing the faces of the victims, staying silent isn't an option. Evil often hides behind suits and speeches, and the public deserves to know. If we don't expose this now, it will only grow. Power protects power, but justice only comes when we refuse to look away.
Just the mention of Justin Trudeau's name is enough to ignite a firestorm of anger among many Canadians. Born into extreme privilege with an extreme dose of nepotism, Trudeau has always believed himself to be untouchable. Never was this clearer than during his relationship with an underage girl during his time as a teacher at Vancouver's prestigious West Point Grey Academy. Canadian media is prevented from reporting on this story, and most of the US media is controlled by three-letter agencies and the globalist elites. So Trudeau's victim's father spoke to the Buffalo Chronicle to reveal that she was much younger at the time of their relationship than was first thought. Some in the public discourse pegged the young girl at 17 years old. According to her father, who was not a party to the $2.25 million NDA, this is inaccurate. She was much, much younger than that, the Canadian businessman told the Chronicle. Justin Trudeau was that teacher. We all know the type. A grown man, entrusted to be a moral guardian for young people at a vulnerable time in their lives, partying in pyjamas with 14-year-old girls. While he was at West Point Grey Academy, Justin Trudeau's fellow teacher and friend was Christopher Charles Ingvaldson, who also turned out to be a paedophile. Ingvaldson and Trudeau were very close. After Justin Trudeau became Prime Minister, he encouraged Ingvaldson to run for office as a member of the Liberal Party. Ingvaldson followed through, announcing his intention to run for the Liberal MP seat in Vancouver Kingsway, even creating social media pages to promote his campaign. But his career as a paedophile politician was next, when Australian police, investigating an international paedophile ring in an operation codenamed Project Ocean, busted him as part of a Facebook group called Little Girls Love to Play Too, and from there the whole web unraveled. Some things don't change. Trudeau, whose charitable foundation has a symbol that matches an FBI paedophile symbol, was recently at a Taylor Swift concert, wearing a ton of friendship bracelets and trying to bond with young girls. What would you think if you saw this man flirting and dancing with your teenage daughter? The man is hiding in plain sight, while the Royal Canadian Mounted Police are actively trying to destroy damning evidence linking him to the trail of victims and bodies that he's left behind. We have the details after this important word from our sponsor. Today, we've got a fantastic one-off deal for viewers of The People's Voice during this holiday season. Our sponsors at TacRite are offering military-grade night vision goggles at a ridiculously low price. These devices usually sell for thousands of dollars. However, TacRite have said they're giving them away for a discounted price of under $200. And they've activated 50% off for viewers of this video. All you have to do is click the link in the description box below to grab your TacRite night vision goggles, which will be shipped to your home directly from New York. It's a great gift for anybody who likes the outdoors, hunting, fishing, or just cool gadgets. Get your military-grade night vision goggles today while stocks last. The special 50% discount for viewers of this channel won't last long. So visit myinfluencerdeals.com/thepeoplesvoice to grab yours today. While Trudeau dances with underage girls at pop concerts, his government is actively trying to sweep evidence of his alleged involvement in the Picton child sex and murder operation under the rug. Sexual assault, rape, and even the possibility of necrophilia, this case ranks among Canada's most abominable crimes. More than 26, yes, 26 women and underage girls became victims of his lust. Disturbingly, his accomplices remain free, and it seems the RCMP is doing everything in its power to keep it that way. Those two men who lived nearby and attended Picton's parties, the convicted paedophile and the teacher fired for having a relationship with an underage girl, were never even questioned. In 2020, under the cover of the pandemic, the Trudeau government sought to destroy numerous items found on a property linked to Picton, destroying evidence with potential forensic links to perpetrators still at large.
My name is Dr. Sasha Reed, and my team and I are dedicated to the study of Canadian cold cases and serial homicide. And in the course of our investigation, we've come across these applications to dispose of evidence. In 2020, as we were conducting our research, we came across an article indicating that the RCMP was attempting to dispose of items in the Robert Picton case. It was one small article, and we followed up. We followed up for years to see whether we could get access to the application. And in the process of that, we were able to secure that application. It took 3 years, but we got there. We do have the initial affidavit that they sent in December of 2020. And there are 5 applications. So far, we have only received one. The reason for disposing of evidence in that case was that there is no evidentiary value for the items listed at that site.
And the items you talk about, what did they list as the items?
There were many items listed in that initial affidavit. Some included women's clothing, women's shoes, hairbrushes, hairpins, sex objects, etc.
It's 2024, and the Trudeau government is still scrambling to make this evidence disappear. A trial was scheduled for June to block the RCMP from destroying over 13,000 pieces of evidence from the Picton farm. Meanwhile, Picton was reportedly working on another book, one that promised to name his accomplices. And now, in a disturbingly convenient turn of events, someone just tried to Epstein him. Picton is barely clinging to life. Is this what Klaus Schwab meant when he said that he'd infiltrated Canada's parliament and appointed compromised individuals to leadership roles, including Justin Trudeau and his drug-addicted deputy, Chrystia Freeland?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much.
Trudeau and Freeland were both World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders, and they've ruled over the destruction of the once proud nation of Canada from the inside.
They all have been Young Global Leaders of the World Economic Forum. Mm-hmm. But what we are very proud of now, the young generation, like Prime Minister Trudeau, President of Argentina and so on, that we penetrate the cabinets. So yesterday I was at a reception for Prime Minister Trudeau, and I know that half of this cabinet, or even more, half of this cabinet, are actually Young Global Leaders of the World Economic Forum.
How does Klaus Schwab choose his leaders? According to Justin Trudeau's own brother, Carl Kemper, Justin was chosen because he's compromised.
What do you think your brother's reasoning is to be doing this to the Canadian people and tarnishing our cultural ways and who we are as Canadians? What is the drive that is his reasoning for all of this? What do you think?
Right. Well, I mean, I'm going to start by saying, like, Justin is, you know, the leader of the Liberal Party, and everything that's coming out of his right now, out of his mouth right now, is written. All of his tweets are being produced by a team. All of his statements, he is the face and like, you know, the lead spokesperson for the Canadian government, but the policy and the initiatives that are driving it and that are driving his this narrative that he continues to push, which in my opinion is decidedly anti-Canadian and anti-freedom, is like coming down from, you know, the higher ups, from, you know, groups like the World Economic Forum, like the Council on Foreign Relations, like Bilderberg, etc. Then, and they recognize, you know, we need to have these strong kind of agents within governments. And I think one of the things we've seen is all around the world, we have, you know, frank, weak leaders, who are able to like act as kind of spokespeople. He is not speaking from his heart. I don't honestly believe, like, you know, there is not candid. There's no discussion. This is why he's afraid to, or like, you know, this is why he's not being allowed to actually engage with the Freedom Convoy and with these people, because there's a lot to unpack here. And there's a lot of serious questions. And, you know, the truth is easily debated, but lies, like, can't be debated. So it's like you don't even enter the debate when you were dealing with lies. So, and then also, like, you know, when you look at like the history of people like Jeffrey Epstein, like what their role was, you know, to trap people and blackmail people. And like, you know, you think about a lifetime of opulence and opportunity, like, you know, you make mistakes or you get coerced into doing something bad. And I've heard from, you know, multiple people, like not specific to Justin, but like of situations where, you know, all of a sudden it's like, you know, this girl comes out of nowhere and she's on it, and you're in a special room or a special house, and it's like, come on, like, let's do that. Oh, you're married. But they're like pushing and they're trying to make something happen. And this is how, like, you know, when a camera's on there, then it's recorded, then you're blackmailed. And so, like, blackmail is a very powerful tool.
Here are the People's Voice. We are determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, spread this video far and wide, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. I hope to see you there. Today's video is brought to you by IPv6ers. Are you a content creator who wants to publish information online without Big Brother spying and censoring your every move? IPv6ers is set to revolutionize the way information is disseminated on the internet by eliminating the need for big tech companies to provide unreliable, overpriced services such as self-hosting, email, and data management. IPv6ers enables an easy and accessible way for you to host your own web and email server, with direct end-to-end connections and enhanced security. This means no snooping from Big Brother and no interference from the technocratic elite. If Hillary Clinton can get away with running her own server, why shouldn't you? Go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 to sign up, or click the link below this video to take back control of the internet and win the info wars against the globalists. If you like our content, help support our sponsor, IPv6ers, and go to thepeoplesvoice.tv/IPv6 today. Thank you, IPv6ers, for making this video possible.